Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men.
Let me talk to Jim.
Done. Silver wings,
Julie cut the music.
On their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of March. The prepper tip of the day is to get your ballistic helmets, gas mask, and body armor now while you can. We're now joined to help me interview Todd Callender. We're now joined by my friend, Professor McCanny. Professor McCanny taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of 13 books, an advanced amateur archaeologist, and weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Let's roll it.
Let's do it. You and I are going to be interviewing in the next 15 minutes Todd Callender. His website is VAX. It's Victor Alpha X-ray, X-ray Choice .com. He represents hundreds of men and women, both current and former military, concerning the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. And your perspective is something I'm interested in hearing here also, Jim. Well, Todd, there's a window. The Chinese recognize a window between now and when President Trump rebuilds the military, which can happen over a period of about 2 years, I would think, to recruit and train healthy young men and women, that the Chinese have to make their move before that happens, don't you think, sir?
Yeah, I think they're deeply worried about one thing in particular, and that is Americans with guns, because there are so many of us, the prior military, and we remember our training, we know what to do. There's law enforcement on top of that, and it's at the end of the day, the state rights. So even though you had Biden, and I don't call him president, Biden up there declaring the North American area, effectively dismantling our borders and giving up our sovereignty under international law, despite all of that, we have the states. Our federal government is comprised of the states, and the states have their own constitutions, and the Chinese know that. So this is not one monolithic target for them. They actually have to take on 50 different states and all their citizens who believe in freedom and the republic. So even though they've destroyed our military, and by the way, it's not just the Chinese. It's the people who own the Chinese. The people who own the governments are who is behind this, Right. That's the issue here. And that's why you see the subversion in our government and every government. I think that there's a weakness there. If we take out those people, those perpetrators, the rest of the people in government are great. You know, they have the same vision that we do, the same desires. They've got families, too. So it's really just a handful of people in each and every government that have to be removed. And the problem is our courts won't do anything about it. Head law enforcement won't do anything about that. We created a criminal complaint for people to file and do on their own pro se. There was more than 10,000 of them downloaded on the first month that we launched this. Not one law enforcement anywhere in the country decided to do anything with it. So we're captured. If your leadership is captured, if your substantial government functions are captured, your country no longer exists. We've got to change that paradigm.
Well, to give you a little bit of hope here, I live in Crawford County, Missouri, about 100 miles southwest of St. Louis. One of the local men here, he's active in the community. He takes orders from the guys in the neighborhood, drives his truck to Winchester Western in Alton, Illinois, loads up the truck with case lots because these guys buy their ammunition in case lots, comes back down here to Crawford County and delivers these case lots to the men who've ordered them. There's 3,300 counties in the United States.
That's right.
And what's happening here is not all that unusual. What do you think, Todd?
It's not anecdotal. What you're saying is exactly right. People are taking back their sovereignty one stick at a time, one county at a time. They're taking over the school boards. They're taking over the city councils. We stopped the building of a FEMA camp in Cochise County in Arizona because the Board of Supervisors of that government, of that county, said, no, we don't want your $1.9 million to build a FEMA camp in our county. And we're seeing that replicated across the United States, including in New York. So, yeah, where people are aware, the uprising is happening, but in a very different way than what the government envisioned. They figured this would be some kind of a violent takeover, and it's not. We're opting out. Right. They can't govern without our consent, and that's what's happening. People are revoking their consent. It's beautiful.
Roger that. That's what needs to happen. And you're very near the tip of the spear on making this happen, I believe, aren't you, Todd?
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we've been working on this now for about 3 years. I was actually in the vaccine business. It's how I ended up where I am. My family still is, so I've been watching this unfold for a long time, along with the One World Government. I live outside the United States, and I can tell you the One World Government's already in place everywhere but the U.S. So the OECD, Organization for Economic and Cooperative Development, took over the tax and fiscal policy of 183 nations on January 1, 2016. If they control the money, they control the country. The U.S. is the last domino to fall. This is it, gentlemen. We've got to save this republic, or there is no stopping them.
I was going to do a private consultation in Dominican Republic and was ready to go until I found out I'd have to take a COVID test to get back in the country, so I declined. Do you run into yourself when you travel?
Well, you know what? I use the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's one of the most powerful laws on the planet because it's international law. It's the same everywhere. And that's how we get service members and government and people. I've gotten special agents and assistant U.S. attorneys out of the shots using the ADA. You'd be surprised. Most everybody on the planet is actually disabled under the law, and it provides these wonderful rights to people. So the answer is no, I don't run into that, and I haven't. I don't know. I've probably helped thousands of people out of these shots.
I'll have to look into it
myself. Yeah, you know, yeah, I'll be happy to show you how it works. So the answer is no. There are ways around this. You just have to know where to look, and that's what we've been trying to do. We've been trying to help as many people as we can opt out of the system, use the law as it is.
Now, a current or former service member who wants to get in touch with you, what would be the best way to do that, sir?
Sure. Disabled Rights Advocates is the name of my law firm, dradvocates.com. Just send us a note. There's an info form, and we'll get it, and we'll get back to you. But, you know, the rat lines in the military are pretty good. They all seem to find us pretty easily.
Yeah, word spreads quickly among the men and women in the service. That's inevitable. Jim, you've been very patient listening to Todd here. What questions do you have for Todd, if any, sir?
Okay, first of all, can you stay longer than your 15 minutes?
Professor, let's try it. We'll give it a shot. I'll move some stuff back.
All right, that'll be helpful. Well, that's a good start, Jim. So what inquiries do you have, Todd?
Okay, so I am working weekly and monthly with a group of doctors. They're in the United States. They meet privately. They're working on eliminating the S proteins. And so here's the other issue is that there are people who have gotten the shots, And then there are people who have been affected because of shedding, it's called, where they,
yes,
the S-proteins, they sweat them out and they grab, you know, you go to the gym or whatever, somebody was just sweating there, they had the shot. They're transferring those S-proteins into the other people. And so it's to the point now where almost everybody has been affected. And so you're seeing people who did get the shot, their arms and legs are swelling. So there's all kinds of different reactions. And what they're saying is people's immune systems react differently. Their liver, their ability to clean their system out. Some people it takes longer. Some people are affected right away. There's nervous system issues. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know I'm in constant contact with. So anyway, we'll continue to.
I'll introduce both of you by email.
Oh, please do. Yeah, please do. That's so important. Yeah, Professor, I very much look forward to that. I'd love to add you in. We've got a cadre of about 2,500 doctors and scientists on our side, and we need you as well.
To give you an idea who Professor McCanny is, Todd, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, a 2,000-year-old mathematical problem of how to find any prime number, Jim figured out with a simple paper-pencil method, putting at risk all computer security from the KGB, CIA, every bank in the world, right, Jim?
Yeah, that's correct.
You're my hero, brother.
Yeah, you guys will get along real well.
What you were saying, Todd, about the Chinese government, a lot of people don't understand that the Chinese government has been owned by the World Bank and controlled by it. And so this dog and pony show of China versus us and what Russia did, what Putin did, was simply stepped out of it. He backed out.
He did.
Out.
He double-crossed them.
He double-crossed.
Exactly right, Professor.
And that's the issue here with the Russia and Ukraine. But Putin is playing this his cards very well. Basically, what he's doing, he could have cleaned up this Ukraine thing a long time ago. What he's doing is he's just keeping it going so the United States is preoccupied. He's destroying Europe completely.
Yeah.
And in the background, forming a banking system with the Chinese and the other many, many other nations joining
the
them
BRICS.
With a gold and oil-backed monetary system as our own banking system collapses here.
Right.
In fact, John is going to talk about the VC issue with the SVB banking issue. I was going to talk about that today. Maybe we'll have a little bit of time here. But yeah, you're right. The Chinese government, and there you have the same thing where those leaders have been put there, Xi and all these other people like Biden, and Putin, there again, he's playing the cards. He's got control, and the Chinese know it. So they got to play ball with Putin, not the other way around.
That's right. And he took over Astana, Professor. I mean, that was the new home for the Bank for International Settlements. And one firefight later, you know, the Kazakhs supported by the Spetsnaz, and now he's got their banking system in Astana, which is the global banking system. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah, so anyway, but back to the COVID issue, here's what I see in terms of what people have to do. And yes, you're correct. They're taking over school boards. They're getting, they're getting elected. They've realized that their election system has been defrauded, and they're going back in and getting into the election system so they can't stuff the ballot box as they have been doing. And this is across the country. But then you still have the 10 really major metropolitan areas that are totally Democratic controlled with the voter cheating and stuff. And, you know, it's like Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Bay Area, L.A., Las Vegas and Nevada. You pick a state and you take the capital city that's Democrat, and that's where the cheating goes. And they've gotten it to the point where they can control the presidential elections.
Yeah.
And so those are the places that have to be targeted to eliminate that, because I did voter analysis. I'm a mathematician, too, and one thing I've been doing consistently is voter analysis of the votes. And, it's 10 major places in the country that are controlling the presidential vote. Biden didn't win. You said that, you know. I mean, the voting was probably around 90% to 10 with Trump winning,
Right.
That's how skewed
it is. Well, Todd, Jim's white paper on the election is published at my website at thelibertyman.com.
Oh, cool.
Let's get some callers here, gentlemen. Let's see if we can get some callers. First, we have a retired attorney who is a Indian national. We have Amit in Massachusetts with a English accent. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I have a simple question for Mr. Callender. That he said that the 10th Circuit is dragging its feet on making a ruling on whether the patent owners and S&E own those who have taken ejection. So if that is so, how do I know when that ruling is out? For example, will it be posted on your website?
Yeah, great. And I'm sorry, here we sit in limbo, and I'll tell you this, as a fellow lawyer, you'll appreciate it. The Department of Justice has now four times supplied the clerk of the court with additional information rather than moving the court. They're effectively playing dirty pool, trying to get our case dismissed. So when this actually happens, you'll find that we'll publish it, yes, at our website. You'll find it on Vax Choice. People can sign up for free and get daily updates. And on top of that, we've got most all the alt media on the planet are following this case, including Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Jane, SGT. They're all in there. So we'll get it out, very broadly. And thank you for the question. Yeah. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. For me, it's very clear that the one who makes a GMO owns a GMO. It's just that any manipulation is manipulation, and the person is now owned. But I'll leave it at that. So your time is precious. Yeah. So thank you again for taking my call.
My pleasure.
You, Amit. We appreciate
it. You're absolutely right.
Todd, we have an international show with the listeners all over the planet, and our next caller is from Canada, James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning. I have at least two questions for your guest. One is, we've been into this op for 3 years now, and how many more years do they plan to do this?
Until we're dead. Their mission is simple, to either transform all of humanity into a new species or kill us. That's their mission, to genetically modify every plant and animal species on the planet for the purpose of spiting God. It's really that simple. They're not going to stop.
Right.
Until they
and
get
that's
the job
have
done.
To, you have to realize, and that this is the effort too, and it's the same group of people, whether you're talking about bankers or venture capitalists or pharmaceuticals, it's all the same group of people, and you're very right. It's like having an infestation of cockroaches in your house. You have to kill the entire nest, and that's what it comes down to, is to find these people, because they are in physical places, and they have protection, but they don't have much protection, literally, and to find them and rout them out. And that, it really starts too at the local level, at the school board, at the county board, at the, the sheriff's office, whatever it is. And that's where you start, and you go up the chain.
James, you got a follow-up question or comment?
How long before they start ramping up the intensity of the conflict, let's say using things like drones?
Sure. Well, they're trying their level best to cause an extinction-level event any way they can, including picking a fight with Vladimir Putin to start a nuclear war. They have lots of different methodologies, including the 5G system, for example, as a means of getting rid of us. There is something, there's an undercurrent. There's somebody in the background subverting them along the way, giving us a chance. At the end of the day, it's about us rising up and trying these people in our own courts if we have to, because our court system is largely compromised. Some state courts are okay, but it's a function of us taking back our country, because if we don't, they're not going to stop. So we're effectively committing suicide by abdication. And so the next attack will probably be a Marburg attack, and I say that because there were Marburg provisions of the PREP Act, and our government already declared a Marburg pandemic so that they could spend the money. CMS spent billions of dollars building FEMA caps all over the United States and putting something called the Turning Point legislation into state law that allows for involuntary quarantine, detainment, and medical treatment. Experimental or not is not described, and that's now in most all of the 50 states and state law as well. It's turned public health into a mechanism for military medical martial law. They've already pulled the trigger once. They're going to do it again, and it's imminent.
The other thing I want to mention is is that this is becoming, I've been talking about this, they put out specials, like CNN just put out a big 30-minute special talking about how hurricanes were going to become more violent, they're going to be farther north, they're going to affect more places, and one of the biggest hurricanes in existence just happened in Africa, where they brought it in hundreds of miles all the way into Zimbabwe, which is Central Africa, for maximum.
We got a break. Gentlemen, hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
My name is John.
So all these methods will be used.
Because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let me put my arms around you, and we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. We're visiting with Todd Callender, the attorney representing hundreds of men and women who got the clot shot, and Professor James McCanning. Todd, that audio clip was from the film Gettysburg, Colonel Chamberlain saying the two words that no soldier ever wants to hear. What are those two words, yeah. Todd?
Fix bayonet.
Roger that. Yeah. I do that for a reason, because we are very near that point, aren't we?
Yeah, we sure are. But it can be avoided. And this is the point, gentlemen. You know, these police officers, these men in uniform, National Guard, military, have families too. They're starting to get it. They do not have to file illegal orders. Our Constitution is the oath that they swore to, not the WHO. And if we can remind them, if we engage them, buy them a cup of coffee, a donut, and have a chat with them, explain to them that our government has been hijacked, it's been subverted, it's been taken over, but that doesn't mean we have to go with the program, right? There is no law without law enforcement. The military is being used in a law enforcement capacity. We need to bring them in to understand all this. They can refuse an unconstitutional law. That's the key to this, is we have to link arms and say no more. That's it.
That's correct. Absolutely. We have a call here, gentlemen. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Doug Hagman played a clip, I think it was Monday, Dr. Lee Merrick, and she actually said that one of the functions of this hydrogel being in the shot, that something about it helps EMF,
yeah.
Certain frequency of EMF, communicate.
That's right.
With inside the body. Do you know anything about that, sir?
Yeah, lots. What Dr. Merritt is talking about is something called opsins as it relates to optogenetics. Effectively, they're using different wavelengths of electromagnetic radiation to effectuate changes in the body. That's why they put cesium into the hydrogel, because it binds to living tissue and it turns that tissue, it turns the person into a transmitter, transducer, battery, believe it or not, and cloud computing node. The military tested it with something called the InTouch eDiary. It's an EPCR device, and look it up. The study was C459-1001. It's already been demonstrated, and she's absolutely right. EMF radiation all the way up to light wave radiation. When she's talking about with regard to these opsins, look it up yourself, OPSIN. These are genetically modified enzymes. They were in the hydrogel, are in the hydrogel, and they effectively allow remote control over bodily operation through light waves. So, yep, she's spot on. And I love her, by the way.
That's incredible. Okay, thank you.
Well, a little clarification here, Todd. Remote control over bodily functions. What does that mean?
Well, that means that they can, well, no, Harari said it himself. The military demonstrated they can now understand cellular function remotely through this EPCR device. They were planning on hooking it into the central bank digital currency. Their design was to have a system of debits and credits based on cellular function, right? Too much carbon, blah, blah, blah. At the same time, if you look at Bill Gates' patent, it's Microsoft patent, it's two zeros, 060606, and you will see that they, through the use of these very mechanisms I talked about, will turn people into batteries, transmitters, transducers, and amplifiers. That technology already exists. They've already demonstrated it. And if you look at Moderna, when they launched the shots, they said, we're installing an operating system. That's what the shots are. In terms of controlling bodily function, there are loads of scientific papers that say that they can actually affect what happens neurologically. Through EMF radiation or through light wave radiation.
They can also target these to specific organs and locations in the body.
That's right. Heart attacks through light. Instantly.
So can they cause good healthy things?
Yes.
With this?
Or, yes, they can. But they don't, right? The blue light spectrum is the dangerous one, by the way. And look how many Philips blue light streetlights are everywhere. Sorry, Professor.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But, yeah, the original studies were they claiming about all the benefits, how they could target medications instead of putting it in the whole body when most of the body didn't need it. They could target it to a very specific location. But, of course, like anything, once they militarize it, it turns into a weapon of war instead of something beneficial.
Amazing. Jim, we got a caller offline that was wondering if you have a phone number you would like to give out, sir.
Nope.
I didn't think so. Okay. Well, Todd, you've got all these court matters pending. And of course, our judicial system moves forward in typically in 30-day blocks of time. What's coming up next that we might be like to know, be aware of?
Yeah, great question. Well, the Tenth Circuit is sitting on this case, and every day they do sit on this case, it becomes more and more apparent that what it is we're saying is true. Despite the revocation, the rescission of the mandate, doesn't mean a thing because they're going into all the shots. At some point, we're going to have to petition the Supreme Court under what's called Rule 11 if the Tenth Circuit doesn't do their job.
Okay, everybody, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home. A social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Fix bayonet. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of March. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked to my links page. Todd Callender, the attorney representing hundreds of men and women who have got the clot shot. Two websites, listen carefully. Vax, that's Victor Alpha, xrayxraychoice.com, and dradvocates.com. Did I get that right, Todd?
That's right. It stands for Disabled Rights Advocates. We use the disability laws, they're international, to help people in a variety of circumstances.
So at what point, now we're into the nearly finished the third month of the year, at what point do we expect some rulings from courts to be making a difference that people can be, take home to, and move forward with?
Don't hold your breath. It's not going to happen. So in 2005 came the International Health Regulations, where 196 countries and territories agreed in the case of a pandemic they would do the exact same thing. And that's why you saw the lockdowns were universal. The suspension of constitutional rights was declared by a national emergency. That happened in every country. The answer is this. When that declaration, the public health emergency of international concern, is declared, there happens an amalgamation of functions. There becomes a combination of public health, law enforcement, the judiciary, and corrections. They all become one. So that means the judiciary isn't going to help, and they're not. The state courts are doing a little bit, but the federal courts in many cases are saying, because of the national emergency declared March 13 of 2020 by President Trump, Article 3 courts don't have jurisdiction. Your cases are not justiciable. And here we sit, these protesters, January 6th guys sitting in jail for 2 years, 2.5 years, no bond hearing, no habeas corpus. Why? Because our Constitution was suspended and remains as such.
Right. Well, I spent most of my adult life as a criminal defense investigator, and what I'm seeing there is an absolute outrage and flies in the face of the normal judicial process we've had for two centuries, doesn't it?
Right. It doesn't exist. That's what I'm telling you. Article 3 courts are saying we're not in business. National emergency was declared. The president is now all-powerful. And here we go. Such is our president, or people responding to him. Look, it's a facade. Government is a facade. We don't have to fix bayonets. Those are humans. We're all humans. We don't have to fall for the us versus them paradigm, the black versus white, Chinese versus Americans. Government is a facade, and that's how they cause wars. We don't have to do it.
Well, if there's any good news, that's good news. Jim, what follow-up questions do you have for Todd?
Oh, yeah, exactly. What they want is everybody fighting. And they want a revolution. They want to poke the bear.
Right.
They want to do everything possible to cause people to get into a Donnybrook. And then they can step back and say, look at these crazy people. They're all fighting. We got to do something about this.
But that's right.
As long as people are not biting that hook, their game plan is not working. And so Putin is not biting either. They wanted him. He's going to have a nuclear war. Well, no, he's not. He's not biting that hook. But he can drain the United States and Europe of economically, of doing other things that are necessary for their benefit. Just keeping them occupied with this Ukraine deal, which he could have wiped up a long time ago, but he's not. He's just letting it play out and play out and play out. And he's going to continue to do that.
He's adhering to the Minsk Accords, right? This has already been settled. It was already negotiated, and he's just living up to the Minsk Accords. It's NATO that's trying to violate it.
Right. Yep. But in doing it, it's slowly tearing the United States apart, which is one of their goals, of course. But their real goal is to eliminate Putin, because he's a worse bad boy than the United States. It used to be that the United States was the big target to bring about one world government. But now Putin is the issue, and now China has to join with him, because China is a massive economic power now. And if they tried to put sanctions on China, it would reflect back on the United States. You can't have a big trading partner like China and then all of a sudden shoot it in the foot, because our economy is indelibly tied to China. you know, a lot of our markets and a lot of things that are purchased in the United States go with China. It's Absolutely. Just the way it is, and you're not going to change that. But yeah, make no mistake, China is controlled by the World Bank.
Hey, Joe, we got a caller on hold here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Hi. Thank you, guys. Wow, Todd, thank you for being on the air, and please come back. But I've got a question for you. You said, you know, it don't have to be us versus the Chinese and stuff, but if China is in the process, and they are, it seems, in the process of creating this vaccine or the injectable, then the reality is, and they've already said they're wanting to take the United States completely over, doesn't that sort of boil down to the fact that we're going to be at war with them on this soil? Do you see anything like that? And if not, how do you see that playing out otherwise? Because they seem to be moving in that direction.
Sure. Well, let's parse this a little bit. First and foremost, the Wuhan Level 4 lab that you speak of was U.S. funded. Obama funded it in 2013 through the NIH and Dr. Fauci. That is an organ of the bankers. It's not so much an organ of the Chinese government. And I think there are big questions as to whether Xi actually has any appetite to come into the United States. What they want, Kyle, is our food. That's the goal. It's no different than Putin in Crimea. He needed to have the food. Everybody needs the food. So as long as right. they're getting what they need, it doesn't make sense to come on and sacrifice half their military, who, by the way, are not motivated to go to war. None of them want to go to war. They're not battle ready.
Hmm. It's interesting. It seems to me, though, that Qi and with you know, them coming in, the ports all in Mexico, yep. Our ports, it seems like they are not just trying to, they're trying to set and surround us. There's 1.5 million Chinese in Vancouver, British Columbia sure. right now. You know, sure. the border crossings on the northern border are over 800% higher. Right. So it's like, you know, there. It seems to me like this is happening.
Well, it is happening because they're buying up all the farmland along with Bill Gates, because that is the plan for them to take over. But rather than coming in with tanks and guns, they're walking across the border and buying anything they want.
All right. So then, how do you see the fact that that's exactly what they're doing? They're coming in, buying the farm ground, blah blah blah, that kind of thing. At what point? I mean, we're dying off. The United States people right. have been forced into this. And I That's doubt right. that the Chinese government is injecting their people with the same thing that we got. Yep. So, you know, and Europe's got the same thing that we got. And so Russia didn't inject their people with, you know, the same right. thing that Europe got. So it looks to me like Europe's going to be taken over by Russia, and the Chinese are going to own this country.
Yeah, I already do. All right, who owned the national debt? The Chinese, but it's funny that they're actually selling out of it. And the answer is that, like when the Mongolians invaded China, they said, don't fight them, we will absorb them. That strategy has worked for them for thousands of years, and that's precisely what it is they're doing. However, I would point to Africa, right? They moved into Africa in a big way to take over their natural resources, and what's happened? The Africans have basically said, yeah, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going along with it. The reality is you cannot govern without the consent of the governed. It does not work. We proved that in Iraq and Afghanistan, right? Those people said no. What do we do 20 years later? We walked away. So it's really about the culture at the end of the day. And going back to law enforcement and military, it's up to us as to what the law actually is, because without law enforcement, there is no law. All we have to do is go back to the original Constitution, not the subverted, perverted version of it, and reestablish state by state, county by county, and we rebuild our culture. It's no different than the people walking across the border. Don't fight them. Turn them into Americans. Inspired
well, let me ask you. Let me ask you one. Yeah, let me ask you one other question. And this is where I see the crux of the matter. We've allowed 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 million Mexicans, for lack of a better term, we know they're coming from South America and everywhere right. else, into our country, who have grown up under the rule of no law. And if there is any sort of a financial glitch in this country to cause a financial collapse, those people who have lived under no law are going to do what they, what living under no law has looked like to them for their whole life.
Let me take issue with that. Listen, okay. your premise is that they have lived under no law. That's simply not true. I live outside the United States for the last 26 years. I've lived outside the United States. I've practiced law all over the world. I can assure you there are laws and very strict ones. The reason why they're coming to the United States is because they want freedom. They want opportunity. They want that American spirit. All we've got to do is encourage them to become Americans. Right? Our country was built that way. They want our culture. They want our ideals. We need to embrace them because it's too damn late to turn them back.
Right. The other thing is when they get here, they don't want the problems in their country to come here.
That's right.
So it's amazing. People think that, oh, they're going to vote for Democrats so that more people can come, but it's really not true. They
not
don't
true.
Want
That's right.
what they left to get here because they know what they left. So it's really kind of an oxymoron, but the other thing is you have to understand demographics. Very important to understand that the younger generations are really small. They're really small in numbers and to the point where they can't support the purchases that are necessary to keep the economy going in the United States. We have a kind of a funnel-shaped demographics in the United States where young Native American, if you want to call them that, people who've been here two, three generations, they're not having kids. They're not getting married. They're 50% of American women right now are not going to have children.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing. You got to look at those demographics to understand that that really the people that are coming in are filling a void because most places
right.
cannot find people to work, literally.
So, I have one last question for Todd. Todd, when do you see the possibility of something along of another plandemic like Marburg or something yep. along that lines being unleashed on the American economy?
They're trying to do it right now. So you might have seen this, you know, fungus. Oh, it's got a 60% lethality rate. You see Marburg blowing up in Africa. They're flying people from the Marburg pandemic area into the United States and Europe.
Really?
So they're using it as a pretext. Here's the good news. According to Dr. Chambers, right, he's a Lieutenant Colonel Medical Doctor Green Beret. In the 2018 Green Beret Medical Handbook, it says use abendazole or fenbendazole. One treatment kills and cures Marburg or Ebola. My dogs like fenben-444. You can find them just like with COVID. There are antivirals available to treat this. We don't have to be afraid. Every day we're not afraid. Every day we come to God. Right, if we get over that fear, is more control for us and less for them. We don't have to be afraid. It's only by fear that they govern, and so don't worry about it. Just prepare for it.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kyle. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Morning, John. Good morning.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. It's always good to hear Todd. Full of information. That's so. On target. Todd, there's a fellow on this network, Roger Sales, and he's worked with a number of people and learned things, and he has shown us that there are two statuses, at least, for people here born on these lands, the U.S. national and the 14th Amendment United States citizen. And what he has done is he showed people how to declare that their status, that they are not considered United States 14th Amendment citizens, but only the U.S. national under the Constitution. So I think the argument here is that the United States, not the United States of America, has acted with the 14th Amendment, and that's what all that they're doing. So right. we can extract ourselves from this and stand, you know, and declare locally with affidavits to all the municipalities, and that will offer some level of protection, perhaps. Your thoughts?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're spot on. Look, the 10th Amendment is what formed the United States of America, but the corporation of the United States.
You mean the United States?
Yes, exactly. What I'm trying to say is this. There is no federal government without the states agreeing for one to exist. So state by state, county by county, if people opt out of that federal system, we'll take our country back as a republic, not as a democracy.
Right. So for the few of us that are in this, it's beneficial. And the more we can get, the better.
The more we can get, the better. It's a function of saying no more. We're opting out of your nonsense. We're going back to the original Constitution and the constitutions of our state. When I swore an oath to become a lawyer, it was to the Constitution of the state of Colorado and the Constitution of the United States of America. It wasn't to the British bar. So we have to refocus our energies on our sovereignty, and it starts in the state. Actually, it starts with us. It starts with our bodies, right? Our sovereignty first. Everything else falls in line.
Thank you for the clarity.
You bet. Dave, my pleasure.
Great call. Great call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Dean in New York. Morning, Dean. Break coming up. Dean, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dean. You're on the air. Hello, Dean.
Some are supposedly tainted. Do you know anything about that? Could you quickly elaborate?
I missed that one.
Go start. Restate your question, Dean. We didn't get it.
Yeah, so I was in the military for 22 years and ended up getting 7 anthrax shots. Some are supposedly tainted. Do you know anything about that? Can you elaborate?
Yeah, so I can. Two of my co-counsel in this case early on when we were in the district court, Dale Saran and Mr. Michaels, John Michaels, were the lawyers in that case. And the answer is yes, it was pathogenic. They knew it was pathogenic. Those two lawyers effectively stopped them from forcing it on the military, and we're trying to do a repeat of that with the COVID shots. But the answer is your government has always been trying to kill you. There are thousands of pathogens they have made and stuck in everything. If your government tells you it's good for you, don't do it.
Okay, Dean, thank you for your call. You got your answer. We appreciate it. We got our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available. And as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to wrap this up here. Jim, I want you to ask any final question you have, Todd. And Todd, after that, give your summary, please. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, this is an ongoing process, and I don't know if we have any real answers. I know that there are doctors working on therapies to clean up the mess, both with people who've gotten the shot and people who have shed it and received it through shedding. And that's an ongoing process. So anyway, this and with the political ramifications and everything else, it's all an ongoing process. But start at your local level. That's the most important, because in the government's scenario, like Todd was saying, the smallest unit, the school board or the city council or the sheriff or the local police department, they're the ones that have more control. And ultimately, start controlling your area and all of those aspects, and then move up to the state level and take these cities, the blue cities, and literally have to be, I don't know how, to, there are many states, like Illinois wants to make Chicago a different state as a way all of right. just eliminating them.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Todd, your summary, please.
Yeah, I just want to echo what the good professor said. There's something called the doctrine of lesser magistrates. You find it in the Bible. In fact, you know, you find a lot of really good help in the Bible, and I would encourage people, start there. Build your relationship with God, because once you do that, the fear goes away and we're controlled by fear. Take back your bodily sovereignty. We're going to take back our planet. Forget about what government, this or that. This is a humanity that is being attacked, right? They want our species extinct. We don't have to go along with the program. Let's opt out of that, and it starts with each and every one of us standing up and saying the word no, no more. After that, the rest will fall in line.
Roger that. Well, Todd, this has been very insightful for myself and all our listeners, and we'll be in communication privately to love move to. Forward from here. Thank you very much.
Okay, it's my Jim, pleasure. Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, God bless you both.
Okay.
Okay.
Breathtaking.
Thanks, John.
Breathtaking. Thank you, Jim.
Another quick thing, John. From the inside of the medical world, many, many, many doctors have died from going along with this program, and the ones that are left are waking up, a lot of them, to the reality. And so, anyway,
that they've killed themselves and their patients, both.
And their patient.
It's so sad. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll talk next Wednesday. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.